This is Phyllis Kisser on bbsradio.com. This is The Higher Dimensions, and I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer. Please excuse the emergency fire department stuff in the background, but that's the way life is in the big city. We were supposed to have a guest on our show, and maybe she will come on later, Atira. Atira is a well-known mystic and angel reader, and she gives wonderful readings, and she's a philanthropist, etc. And I'm not sure what happened to her, but hopefully if she isn't on tonight, and I hope nothing happened to her, we'll have her on another show in the future. So I've asked Don Newsom to come on with me. I mean, I could do a monologue, but sort of talking into the void kind of gets to you a little after a while. But I'd like to talk about Don Newsom. And Don's the owner of the radio show, BBS, the radio. And he has some wonderful plans for the future and some wonderful ideas. He has spent a long time and a lot of money and energy and thought in putting together a wonderful concept, which is to bring spiritual-based information, and this includes all sorts of paranormal, alternative therapies, mystic, psychic, what have you, however you care to term it, information to the general public. It's a time and a place, I think, that everyone is becoming more and more aware of the unconscious world, the superconscious world, and our place in that world, which is, by the way, where most of our being dwells. And he has the concept and has brought into reality this radio show, which is over the Internet and is broadcast to countries all over the world because it is the Internet. And he also has some other wonderful ideas for spreading the word through other media. Good evening, Don.
Well, good evening. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You know, it's amazing how things fall through and get done so quickly. When you're on the right path, when it's working, it's like doors open and the rails are greased, right?
I agree completely.
So tell us a little bit about your background, because I understand you haven't been interviewed like this in a while, and talk to your audience as well on what you're trying to do and what you've done and where you plan to go with this concept you have of spiritual foundation for everyone.
Well, thank you. You know, I think what Jean-Claude once said to me during an interview sums it up beautifully, and that is what we're really trying to do is create seekers. And that, to me, means so much. And mm-hmm. when we seek within, you know, we start to become enlightened beings. And since we are spiritual beings, it is a matter of people getting off the fence and starting to make that search as to their own divinity, who they are, how they fit into this, instead of just constantly living their lives based on their past, based on a dogma and doctrines, based on the environment and our leaders and the religious programs and everybody telling them how to think, mm-hmm. what to think, when to think, mm-hmm. and really opening up to the greater potential that is within them. And that's really what we're trying to do, create seekers.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come up with this idea of going on a radio on the Internet?
Well, we started back in March of this year, actually February 27th. Phyllis, that's a tough question to ask because I don't know. I had this overwhelming need to change everything about what I was doing in the direction and build something that would allow others to come together in informational networks so that they can really find a different variety of information that will help them come to various conclusions. In other words, I was trying to build an informational network of a spiritual nature. And it was such an overwhelming need that I just, without even thinking, one day I just got up and started doing it. And within a week I had the infrastructure done, and I just, and the urgency and the necessity of it was just
powerful.
Overwhelming. And I still don't even understand today why I did it, because it's just so off the beaten path of the path that I was treading.
So we'll interject here. What path were you treading before you were shuttled on to a side track?
Well, I was working with several other wonderful people building a company that was involved in cosmetics, hair care, skin care, makeup.
Uh-huh.
And it was just completely different than what I'm doing now. And, you know, I mean, I can't see how one can lead to the next, but I guess it did. I just somehow just said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I did it. And now I understand more now why I felt compelled to do it. But things led so quickly, I haven't had time to think about it. It's just like this overwhelming urgency. And mm-hmm. as the months went on, things developed naturally. Like mm-hmm. Spirit said, okay, next you're going to build this for them, and next you're going to build this for them, and now we're going to bring you these people, and now you're going to have a radio show, and now you're going to be entering into the TV arena. And it just, you know, no time to really think as to why.
Well, you know, when the time is right, you know, the good Lord has a tendency to take a 2x4, hit you over the head, and drag you off in the direction you're supposed to go.
You know, that's what I've been told. I guess it was fairly radical on their part to do it. They kind of had to do it with me in a fog. Because mm-hmm. I still don't understand why I did it. I mean, or how I even came to the reason why I did it. It just happened.
I think we call it a vice mission, and that also. My feeling is that the angels were guiding you. Your guide said, okay, it's time to get on to the real reason for why you are where you are in life, and to make sure that other people get on track, because everybody's ready, and now you get ready.
Yes, you're right on. I think that's what they intended. They, you know, everything I've done up to this point, and I see it. I look at my background and where I've come from, and I realize that every last detail in my life was planned.
Oh, yes.
For what's occurring now.
Yes. I think that's happening with many people right
yes.
now. I know in looking back in my life, out of what I've done, I've tried to figure out how I came to be here, because this is like my third career, if you will. My first career, and I don't know if you were in anything before the cosmetics, but I was a secretary, a paralegal, office manager. I worked on the Hill for a congressman as a congressional liaison. I mean, it was all office work.
Yes.
And then my second career, I turned around and started my own business, and staffing medical personnel, doctors and what have you. And then that ended. And all of a sudden I found myself doing psychic work, but exploring. And during the second career, I've been all through those careers from the time I was, I guess, a teenager on, trying to figure out what it was in my life that was urging me to reach into the psychic and spiritual world and to explain things. And I've taken courses in psychic development and in hypnotherapy and neurolinguistic programming and healing. And I thought, well, gee, this is what I'm going to be doing. But you know what? I find out what I'm doing is what? I walked into a radio show with you.
Strange, isn't it, the way the pieces are coming together.
And a TV show. So, you know, sometimes your transition seems to be gentler than mine. I think I got a good swift kick in the seat of the pants in order to push me into what I was doing. But,
yeah.
You know, we each of us pre-program our way, and this is a mission. And I think by coming together, and I know you have some other wonderful people with you, Eva Herr, for example, Dolores Cannon, and a few others that I'm not familiar with but would like to know one day. But all of these people, I think, have come to their life and to a position and a conjunction that just seems to work. So I have to say that, and I think you'd agree with me, that the hand of God or Spirit or whomever is really bringing us to this time and place where we can continue on to spread the word and to bring awareness to others and to let them know that they have before them a really a whole new world.
They have
that exists.
Yes, they have. They not only have a whole new world, but the feeling that I'm getting is they have a whole new responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And there is much urgency. And the reason I say that mm-hmm. is because I'm feeling the urgency, and mm-hmm. and the changes are fast upon us, and these changes are going to be in a multitude of ways, whether those be earth changes, whether that be changes to the spirit and the energies and mm-hmm. the vortex of those energies. But I there's a sense of urgency and a sense of responsibility now to be in either service to self mm-hmm. or service to other. Mm-hmm. And those that have not made that decision yet as to where they're polarizing, that the decision must be made quickly, because there's so much depending upon that, the riding of that, and that's the ascension process, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in, I think, this 2006, and this is, I'll state it here publicly right now, and I think everyone can concur.
Yes.
We're in for one
heck of a ride,
starting
yes.
2006.
I think 2007, 2008 are simply going to be seeing even faster space.
Oh, yes, but it starts 2006. If people think that they're wandering around, they're saying, oh, well, nothing really occurred. Oh, things are business as usual. Well, behind the lines, in the government, in the economic system, the political system, mm-hmm. in the spiritual realms, and throughout everything that is, that it's all coming. The pieces have been put into place in 2005. In 2006, there's going to be much manifestation of those energies.
I think that's absolutely true. I do readings as a psychic, and I've talked with a lot of people over this past year, and in my own life as well, and what we have found, and they have also agreed when I pointed things out to them, is that a lot of them have been wrapping up the past. They
yes.
had closure in
yes.
many instances. Their lives have changed radically, and that they feel that they're being driven to move into new areas. Not everyone, but I would say better than 50%, which is a high percentage to have a common theme there.
Yes.
And many of them are interested in moving ahead spiritually and becoming more aware and serving others. Again, that's another theme that has come up, is working with serving others, not just self.
Right. In fact, that's the main thing. We enter into this process because I think those self-serving people, and we see them in many areas of our lives because they control our lives, or have up until various instances. Mm-hmm. But there is decision time now mm-hmm. for humankind.
I agree. I've been with a meditation group on Wednesday nights, and I go into a trance, and the people in the meditation group ask questions, and I provide answers. And a lot of it centers, at least with the groups that are asking, doesn't center so much on self, but what's coming and what's my place in it, and how can I get myself ready to do what I can do, and where am I supposed to serve and help?
Exactly.
That is unique. I have friends throughout the United States, and some of them are going to be guests on the show, who also are learning and working to serve and saying, I've been led to this point, but now when's it going to open up? And some of them have said 2006 is really going to be it, but a lot of people feel like they're on the brink.
Well, the waiting's over. I truly believe that the people that have been waiting, they won't need to wait much longer. I'm getting that feeling in every way that this year the waiting will be over, the lines will be divided, and they will have to pick a side, whether they're going to be in service to others, mm-hmm. which I hope they are, and that's mm-hmm. what we're all about, or they're going to be in service to self, which of course is the other side of the coin, which mm-hmm. We don't get into very much on Blog and Service or BBS Radio, because it's not the way that I think spiritual growth is best attained for ourselves and those we're trying to reach.
Well, the other thing I have to put in here is that I find that when we serve others, we indeed serve ourselves.
Well, exactly. That's the trick.
So that in giving of that, yes, one serves oneself, but it's in service to others that we do indeed do the greatest service to ourselves. And that, because some people look at the old-fashioned way of doing service for others. That means that you become dust on the earth, you know?
Right.
That you become as nothing, that you become invisible or, you know, a veritable servant or victim, if you will. That's not what we're talking about
right.
here. That's not at all. This is the empowered service, the empowered self.
That's right.
And also, a lot of things, and maybe we can talk about this too, a lot of the people who have done service to others, they are finding it difficult financially. I think that's going to change too.
I think things are going to get more wrong. I think it will change.
They'll be able to make livings where they couldn't before.
Yes.
In serving others, they're going to have their income increased, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, the energies are for that.
Yes.
That's because during this ascension process, those who do, you know, I truly believe that those who are working with the greatest intent,
mm-hmm.
they will have those doors open to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And at any rate, many of the things that there are other things we can talk about, but I wanted to continue on with you. And we have the radio set. Now, talk to me about what you want to do with the radio. You've got your show, you've got your radio up and running. You want to get it out there. You gave me to understand that you're going to have an instrumentation or assistance in finding out how many people listen in on the show, how it's growing, you know, the nuts and bolts of what's going on.
Sure. Well, as you know, it's still quite new, but what I would really like to see happen is, because I'm moving, of course, by the end of January.
Yes.
And we'll be into a studio, we'll have our own little studio, and we'll be able to put things in place quite a bit quicker. But what I'd like to see is ourselves picked up
mm-hmm.
by maybe one of the majors who allows us total and absolute control.
Mm.
Now, that would be nice.
Yes.
If that's not feasible, then what I'd like to do is get us onto satellite
mm-hmm.
and
Ooh.
Start picking up FM stations, because we have a number of AM stations already picking us up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
But I would like to see that expand, and I think it can expand greatly, but you need, of course, that satellite in order
mm-hmm.
to get onto FM. And I would like to start also putting some documents together and presentations for various other larger satellite radio networks and seeing if they'll take us on, which we're in the process of doing, but
mm-hmm.
it's a slow process.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Those that are already set up tend to have a wonderful bureaucracy.
Oh, don't they ever.
And you were talking about TV, so tell me where you're heading with TV. The same theme?
Well, again, that hit us so fast, and, you know, we have groups that have been approaching us saying, we love what you're doing, and we love the messages you're trying to get out,
mm-hmm.
and we would like to be a part of that and help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some groups that want to bring TV based around various productions of the paranormal and the spiritual, or the awareness building productions, I like to call them, because really that's what they are. They're getting information out that people have either lost or
mm-hmm.
forgotten, because I believe everything is always remembered.
Oh, yes, and the people who are struggling to remember who they really are.
Exactly. So, and then we have groups that we're working with that we're going to try to build our own TV network. In other words,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, airing our own productions on various stations, maybe one or two to begin with, and
mm-hmm.
then bringing that farther and farther into the mainstream as we go, with more and more productions, more and more time,
mm-hmm.
and we have the right people with the right energy doing this, and that's the tricky part.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing people that have the highest intention, or that really want to be doing what is for the greatest good and
mm-hmm.
not for their wallet or their ego.
Right.
And when we get to that stage, when we bring those type of people together that are of that highest energy,
mm-hmm.
then those doors are opening up, and we're doing what Spirit wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that I hope we're doing, really, because that's all the people that we've got together want to do. We want to bring this to people, for the people, by the people. We want them to get something out of this that will enrich their lives, show them how wonderful and truly perfect they are.
Absolutely.
And in the end, maybe they'll shut off their regular TV and stop watching all the
violence
and, yeah, exactly, and start seeking, searching.
Yeah, I had to flip through a lot of TV today, and, Lord, everything was shooting and killing. And,
always. That's by design, you see. And it's by design by the people who are at the top of the food chain, who really control the media. And often enough, they don't even know they're doing it. It's just the kind of personality that they've built around their own matrix. Mm-hmm. And they think that's what the people want, and that brings more money into their wallet. And people out there keep buying into it, keep paying into it, keep endorsing it by watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, again, it comes back to responsibility.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say they're getting sick and tired of the shows
that are
now playing, especially those reality shows. Some of them are just.
Well, most of it's junk.
Out.
They should be turning it off, not buying into it, and they should be really starting to seek different sorts of avenues for their news, because they're not going to get true, unbiased news from our media. Not anymore.
I noticed that the conglomerates are moving together, and they're being bought up, and they're sort of almost they wear the same hat. They just put somebody with a different color hair underneath the hat.
Exactly. People always say, well, you can't have these big monopolies. Well, let me tell you, folks, media is a monopoly.
They were supposed to be broken up to begin with. That's why they broke up the banks.
That to keep the small businesses out of it. You know, it's to keep the independents away from it. So really, it's just the laws have been made to really help the few, help the rich.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the rest, they want to keep you off guard. And
a herd mentality?
Exactly.
That's what it is?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Although there was one hopeful thing on NBC, the 7 o'clock news that Tom Brokaw, who's the new one, Brian Jennings, has he seen the new one, the new moderator for
No, I don't watch TV. I promise you I watch 1 hour a week, and that's because
I do watch because I'm in Washington, and it's nice to know what's going on in the world.
Well, I watch Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I was one. I don't need to be one. Anyway.
my wife and I love that show, but it's the 1 hour a week I get to sit down with her and smile and laugh.
Well, I did watch this, and you would like this, because what they said was, due to watcher input, that they were going to close their half-an-hour show, which begins at 7 in Eastern Standard Time, with one good news item, one positive news item a day. That overwhelming request from their audience.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was a bright light.
It's a start, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. That they wanted more positive stories, and so they were going to do at least one a day and close with that.
You know, that's a heck of a trend starter, because
if
they'd all do that, we might get somewhere.
Well, talk to me about some of these wonderful people. What's happened in your life that changed your life around? I know we went over this in a conversation not too many months ago, but, you know, there's things that have accumulated in your life as a weight, weight, that brought you to this path where you decided that this is it. I need to change. But in your life, what are some of the synchronistic or little, whatever you want to call them, interventions that happened to bring about your spiritual awareness?
Well, I've been in the money arena most of my life, and dealing with various people in corporations and all over the world, actually, building companies and getting involved in that greed and that magical monetary system.
The illusion plane?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a magic act in itself, money.
Oh, yeah. And always working with the type of people that the thought for their wallet first and the rest be darned. And, you know, that in that arena, you know, my life was so twisted and it felt wrong. And it's so wrong. I can't explain it. I got to a point in my life about a decade ago where life was good. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Good. But and it just felt wrong. And it felt so wrong that I was lost. Inside I was lost. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who I was. And I didn't understand anything anymore. Things just didn't make sense. Nothing added up anymore. And I got to such a feeling of desperate confusion that I was driving down the road one day in my vehicle, pulled over, and sat there. And I had I've been told that it was an angel, Archangel Michael, that had enveloped me at that moment, because I was just sitting in the car in this, and had my head down, and all of a sudden I started looking up to the roof of the car, and this white film, or whiteness is what I call it, starts coming, descending down through the roof of the car. Now, you can imagine this is weird because you're seeing this happen. And it's descending and staying. So all of a sudden, it's covering your head. You're looking out at the dash, and then it's covering the dash. It's going lower, and you're looking down towards the floorboard, and it goes all the way down slowly. And then all of a sudden, everything's white. And I put my hands up to my eyes, and I couldn't see my hands. I couldn't see anything.
Wow.
And a feeling came over me. And it's you know, a lot of people have read about that sort of an experience. At the time I didn't know what it meant, and I never read anything about it. And but the feeling was so profound and so deep, and it was a feeling of not only complete peace, but it was a feeling that everything in that moment is perfectly fine, and that that everything will always be perfect and fine, and such a feeling of acceptance and love, and I mean I can't describe it. I never can. It was just so pure, and so I don't know how long this lasted, but the feeling was just I felt so different than who I was at that moment. And eventually, after a while, this whiteness just started lifting. And then it lifted up out of the car. And I didn't tell anybody about it because I didn't know what to make of it. But that started the trend.
Yes.
And from then I grabbed every spiritual book and I just read it. And then, you know, I got funny because then I got involved in the oil biz. And started draining Mother Earth, trying to of her blood, and 21 wells, and every dollar I'd ever made in my life, including everybody else's I knew, we got their money too. We poured it into these wells, and we never hit one. In fact, I'll go so far as we've had wells we drilled, and they were coming when we tested them, shot them, tested them, they would flow hundreds of barrels. Hundreds of barrels were just coming at us, and we thought, oh, we're rich.
Yes.
And then we turned the tap off. We set up the tank facilities because we need huge tank facilities to manage this type of oil flow.
Right.
And as soon as we turn it on again, water. We coned it. And this happened. We something or other on every single well, something different went wrong. Not the same thing, something different. In fact, we drilled a great well, and then the geologist told us it was horrible. Plug it. We plugged it. A few months later, a guy drills right next to it, gets the same log, shoots the one area that we didn't shoot because we thought it was bad, and he ends up being richer than rich. So even when we had it, we didn't have it. And this was what happened during 4 years of 21 wells, spending our money. Wow. So it was like...
Well, if you're not supposed to go in that direction, by God, you better not go in that direction.
And there you go. So we and I didn't know.
I feel better now. You want to know something? You just made me feel a lot better.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about that.
Well, really, we made enough money just to live.
Uh-huh.
And nothing else, and that was based on, you know, we had from royalties that we had purchased some of the properties, and that's how we made a couple of dollars,
mm-hmm.
so that we could keep going afterwards, because we were literally broke, and spent our whole wad, and it was just and somebody told later on, like you just said, that that was not the direction you were going in. They wanted to cut you off at the pass. You were
mm-hmm.
draining Mother Earth's lifeblood, and that was not your mission at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a hard lesson there. And I said, I guess so.
Yeah. When I told you I had three different beginnings, I started in the secretarial field, of course, I'll manage it and what have you. And then all of a sudden, I had a child again in my late 30s. And nobody wanted to hire me because I had a small child. So I decided to go in the staffing field, and I started to start my own business. I figured I couldn't fire myself, you know? I couldn't not hire me.
You were in trouble then.
Yeah, who fires yourself, you know? But I have to tell you, this is very cute. My mother was very supportive of me, very supportive. And she was an absolute darling, and she had been in the government for 40 years before she retired. And God bless her soul, she was my role model. She was just a marvelous, marvelous woman. And she was one of the foster grandparents at Children's National Medical Center here in Washington. She was also a volunteer at the Kennedy Center. And so when I was struggling and opened my own business, she came to work for me as my secretary and my office manager. And she, she's such a sweetheart. You know, she wanted me to get married again, see?
Ah.
If anybody male called, it didn't matter. It was some schlock guy trying to sell pencils. You know, there's a man on the phone for you. I said, I don't care. And I'd be on the phone. I'd be trying to negotiate a contract or interviewing somebody. There's a man on the phone. It's okay, Mom. Take a name. I may or may not go back. But God bless her. She worked for me until she was 85 years old. And then I had a house in the country. And she had helped me raise my youngest daughter because I was divorced. And so I did the hardest thing. I fired my mother when she was 85.
Oh.
And told her she had to go live in the country and enjoy herself. Well, all I heard was complaints that she worked harder watching my teenage daughter go to school than she ever did working for me 40 hours a week. But that woman was an inspiration, and she was just, you know, when she did die, she died in my arms, and it was most beautiful and most heartbreaking thing at the same time.
Yeah.
But at any rate, then shortly after that, my business went. I lost every contract I had. And not to say that it was taken away from me, but either the contract ended, the rebid, they chose somebody else, they chose not to bid out anymore, you know, this type of thing.
Right.
So, like you with your wells, after 20-some years of having my own business in medical staffing, every contract I had dried up, and I could not get new contracts.
You know, funny.
And I had a wonderful reputation. Our firm had a wonderful reputation. For a while there, ours was the only medical firm in the city of Washington that was praised by the court for not only providing the contract services agreed to, but exceeding the contract requirements and the provision of qualified personnel and the quality of service we were providing.
Wow. Yeah.
And we still couldn't get any more contracts. You know, what can I say?
Well,
you were going to say. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's, you know, it's so many people out there have instances in their lives where everything goes wrong. Well, you know, don't fight it, because maybe it's all going wrong for a reason. And
it usually is.
Yeah. So if you have fear, you know, if you feel pulled in a certain direction,
mm-hmm.
you're saying, I can't do it. I'll never make it. I'll never make my payments. I'll never be successful, but I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now's the time, because if you get rid of the fear, I mean, absolutely.
It's fear that destroys you.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Fear that destroys, and fear comes from not believing in who you really are.
Well, that's right.
And this is a beautiful thing. I'm going to interject here. If any of our audience is listening and wants to call in and talk about that defining moment when their lives were changed, please feel free to call in. It is a wonderful thing to do and share, which Don and I are doing. In fact, in a sense, we're bonding and listening to each other and sharing things that we haven't shared before.
Well, that's right.
And, you know, it's something that I think is very important, because in hearing this and sharing our stories with each other, we are actually providing greater energy, higher energy, and hope. And
a gift of
faith in a higher life, a higher dimension, which is the name of the show, of course, that we can all aspire to, that we are a part of. And so I would encourage anybody who would like to share any of their miracle stories, their unexplained things. And Don and I, between us, will try and help you out if
Absolutely.
You can't understand them. You know, so feel free to give a call.
888-268-4313. It's toll free, folks.
Yes, and I'm hoping one of my children is listening. But one of my business associates said he'd be trying to listen too, and to find out what it is that we're doing here on this show. But at any rate, you know, the stories that we hear, you had a wonderful story of enlightenment. If I can share with you, my enlightenment happened a lot earlier, and it wasn't as lovely as yours.
Right. Some people have that dark night of the soul, I hear.
It's my show, so I can tell it. I had just given birth to my first child. I was like 22 at the time, and I was in postpartum depression. Only we just called it being selfish and self-centered in those days. You know, wrap yourself up in your child. There's no such thing as postpartum depression then. And I was feeling like I was in the wrong place. I had a small child. I was not happy in my marriage. And, you know, I was, you know, sulky, and I was going to lie down and take a nap. And all of a sudden, I picked up my grandmother's Bible, and I said, you know, I really need some inspiration, God. I can't go on like this. I can't stand it. So I just said, I'm just going to open this book, and wherever it falls to, I'm going to take it as an inspiration. Well, I let the book fall open, and it opened to Corinthians chapter 11. And 12. And I read it, and I said, oh, gee, I wonder if that really is true. And I said, nah, no. So I said, tell you what. See, I do things in threes. You got to realize this. It's the way I add up numbers, too. If I'd add them up three times, and it comes out to the same number, if I get two numbers the same, that's what it is. You know, otherwise, I can get three different numbers. But anyway, three times, if something happens three times, I go to the bank with it, right? So I opened it up again. Fell open to Corinthians 11 and 12 again. And I said, just a coincidence. So I shut it again, you know, wiggled the book around so it wouldn't be open to that page, right? Opened it up. The book rifled its pages by itself until it opened up to Corinthians 11 and 12. So I read it and I said, okay. And I lay back and I thought to myself, you know, that must be just something. I really need another sign. I really want another sign, something that'll tell me that this is really true, that this gifts of the Spirit are the, you know, seeing the future, yada, yada, all of these things, right? Well, all of a sudden, there was a figure in a cloak standing at the foot of my bed, and that figure said to me, you want a sign? Wham! I got slapped across the face so hard, my head jerked from one side to the other. And the whole hand throbbed, and he said, now, is that a good enough sign for you? And I said, you didn't have to hit so hard. That face, I looked in the mirror to see a handprint, did not see a handprint, but that face of mine throbbed, I kid you not, for the next 4 or 5 hours.
Wow. Wow.
And it said, and don't question again. Yes, sir, can I salute? How high should I jump and how frequently, you know? And that was my sudden awakening. And from then on, I was into studying and reaching. I read Emmett Fox's book, The Lord's Prayer, and the Sermon on the Mount, And if they're still in print, I would say those are wonderful books to read. It gives you a new slant. And also, that's when I got involved in reading about Edgar Cayce and the ARE, the Association for Research and Enlightenment. And at 22, that's when I started on my spiritual journey.
Wow.
To find out who I was. Now, I had been raised Catholic, and all of this had been taught as not being viable and being dangerous, and the devil was there and all that. That's not what I found to be true, not in the search that I've done. And I still consider myself a Catholic, even though I am a minister of another, you know, I have been ordained as a minister. But
right.
If you ask me my religion is Catholic.
Right.
And I still believe in most of those tenets and stuff, but some of the things I can't accept.
Right.
So my feeling is that irrespective of if your religion is what helps you to get to heaven, then by means, all means, do go to church. Do follow those things that are in accord with your heart. But don't allow other people's fears and thoughts and traditions to stop you from seeking further. Because when we get to heaven and that gate, we answer to ourselves. We answer for ourselves. And when I say we answer to ourselves, I mean we judge ourselves.
That's right.
We are our own judges.
That's right.
And we are our own worst enemies and our own worst critics. And part of our spiritual journey is to understand we should not be our enemy. And we should not judge ourselves, but love ourselves. And that sets aside a whole lot of stuff that we had to go through in the past. But this new energy that's coming about, God, it's beautiful.
It is.
And the life is beautiful. So what are some other stories? I know you kind of think it's funny, my story.
Oh, believe me, I've had a bunch of them. I don't think any of them are funny anymore. I've been through the ringer. From one end of the scope to the next. So nothing to me is unusual or funny in that respect, because I'm a true believer. Because
okay.
Spirit has shown me in no uncertain terms exactly how real and defined they are. And, I just don't have any illusions anymore that the physical is all there is, and that when you die, you're gone, and there's nothing more. I mean, that's so nonsensical to me now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I could have believed it in the first place.
Yes, and I also know that the thought of reincarnation, to me, it's such an accepted piece, because that shows me the grace of God, or spirit, that allows us to make multiple mistakes and still gives us a doorway to walk through to come back.
Certainly.
And clarify things that, to me, again, reincarnation now is simply, it's like having different jobs in my life, you know. It doesn't negate what I went through before. It's just not what I'm doing now. And it allows me to go on and continue to create more and more. And that, to me, is a greater proof of God's grace, that we are given limitless opportunities to find our way. And that's what we're doing here, I think, is to open up doors so people can understand that everybody has this ability to move on and to expand into a greater consciousness.
Well, when a Catholic believes in reincarnation, we know that it's limitless possibilities.
Well, you know, even Christ talked about reincarnation.
Well, this is true.
I quote the Bible here, but I think that would be going into another, session, which I don't want to go into.
Well,
that's something else again.
But, you know, you're right. And it's, it's limitless opportunities, but... you know, again, I'm of the strong opinion, and again, it's always, you know, because we live our own truths, folks, and change is the only constant, and there are the immutable truths of the Creator, but again, we're living those truths, and so what may be true for one may not be true for another, and keep that in the esoteric way I'm explaining it.
Oh, yeah.
But really, when... you know, as things march on through this ascension process, I think this time of living a linear existence is over for many of humankind. For people that have been going through this evolutionary process of the spirit, and we've now I think after this third time around, which three times is the charm, this is the third time we're actually, I believe, trying to physically or ascend the physicality that we're in to bring that into a higher vibration.
Okay. Explain what the other two were from before.
Sure. First, there was, of course, Lemuria. And we had, you know, in Lemuria, we didn't get it right because we were, I guess, we didn't have ourselves balanced in that way. We didn't have enough of the energies, I believe. And folks, a good book to read on this would be the Book of Life by Michael Sharp. Great book on this. He explains it very well. But on the first ascension was really during the Lemurian time.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains it in such a way as that if you're in spirit, intent forms things much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in physicality, it's much slower.
Yes.
So there's the energies in place, which are the yin and the yang,
mm-hmm.
the female and the male, the positive and the negative, however you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need more energies in a certain way in the lower physicality to
yes.
get the ascension process going. We tried it once in Lemuria.
Yeah.
And then we tried it once in Atlantis.
Exactly.
And now we're doing it again, but I think we may have the proper energies. And when you look around the world and you say, well, how can we have the proper energies? Our government's nuts. My neighbor's nuts. My cat I know's nuts. Or my, you just kind of think that we need to excite these energies because when you're traveling, when you're physically ascending, let's call it this physicality, our solar system, ourselves, our
mm-hmm.
planet, that takes a certain amount of full energies to transcend that dimensional barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes an excitement of those energies. In other
yeah.
words, and especially of those yang energies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're seeing. When you look at the economic system,
mm-hmm.
you look at the various governments throughout the world, and you're looking at the earth changes.
And the clashes.
Right. You're seeing an excitement necessary for this to occur. So in other words, everything is perfect the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Things are moving perfectly according to divine plan. I mean, so if you look at it that way and you start to see your neighbor and your mother and your father and your brother and your sister as all parts of that perfect process.
Exactly.
It then opens up a whole new, I guess, aspect to your way of perception or perceiving.
Exactly. I know the Celestine prophecies were good in explaining things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N, yeah. series by Lee Carroll?
I have heard of it, yes.
Yeah, wonderful books to read, a wonderful series to read. It explains things with a lot of scientific bent about these energies we're talking about.
Sure.
And the grid and the energies that are coming into play and how old things, whenever there's a shift in energy, there's always a clash of energies, the old to the new.
Right.
And because there are those that hold on to the past, just as sometimes we know people who live in the past and don't live in the now. And it's funny because I was talking to someone last night who said all of his life he and his wife lived in the future, i.e. they planned for retirement.
Now, right.
You know, they never enjoyed now, and now they're in retirement. He's having to really work to adjust by living in now.
Right.
And now also happens to include physical infirmities, which inhibits some of the plans that they had thought to do when they were planning for the future. They didn't plan for these physical infirmities.
Yes.
So, you know, he said, ain't he sorry that he didn't live more in the now before and enjoy it. And I said, well, now you're learning some of the lessons of life, you know. This is why living in the now is so important. You know, money is a nice thing to have, but it's a means to an end, not an end in itself. And too
tool.
Many people worship at the altar of money very often.
Exactly.
And they've made that money their god, and I kind of don't understand it.
Well, they don't know better. It's like Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And really,
right.
That's why we can't judge people that are like that, because they truly don't know.
Understand.
They don't know.
Well, yeah, I have to agree. But also, you know what I've noticed is that, I don't know for you, but it seems like time is becoming faster.
Oh, definitely.
Years are spinning faster, and I don't think it's because I'm aging that rapidly. At least I like not to think that. But it seems to me as though time is speeded, and many people have mentioned that they have felt that time has speeded up on them.
It is. We're when you move from a linear timeline into a more circular timeline, what happens is
spiral,
it starts to collapse. The timelines start to collapse, and you're really moving faster and faster. And I truly believe that we are now changing our existence from that linear time into the more circular existence, and I think as we progress, time will continue to feel like it's going faster and faster and faster.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. What I'm fascinated in is the most recent thing. I'm going to bring it back from the field we went into because it's always fascinating to take side trips in my conversations, but I have a tendency to bring them back. And since you said we can talk for a while this evening,
sure. We
I'm going to bring you back to your TV production studio, and how that came to about to you, and you know, I understand you're moving from Texas to further out, about as far out west as you can get, and I don't want to say, you know, where you're going because that's not my business to say. But
I'm going to Paradise.
Paradise. Okay, that's great.
Paradise, California.
Okay, wonderful. And what a great name.
Isn't it beautiful?
What a great name that is.
And a great city. Or town, I guess.
At any rate, the other thing is that all of a sudden, out of the blue, came this invitation to do a TV show and set up their TV. That, to me, is absolutely fantastic. How do you divide yourself into so many parts that you can handle all this?
I can't handle it. No, honestly, I can't. I mean, hundreds of emails a day, work from the moment I get up till I go to bed. I don't know. I'm plugging away in the hopes that down the road we'll have a situation in place where this where some of this can be where I can get some help and this can all start to come together in a much more robust and dynamic way. Right now, I'm really just trying to hold it all together.
I understand. Well, my feeling is that the administrative infrastructure will come about for you. It's kind of what I did with my business when I was building it. I just set up an infrastructure, and then the structure ran itself with just me overviewing it.
Yeah.
It was great. You get the right people under you. And all you have to do is provide the overview and the guidance, and they go out and do the job. And my feeling, that's what's going to happen to you.
Well, I think people I like what you're saying, but I think in this respect, it's going to be a group of people that'll be working with me.
Well, that's true too. But
yeah.
There has to be also the infrastructure for efficient. You can't have too many people being the head at the same time.
Agreed.
Okay.
And really,
when I say infrastructure, I'm saying that I'm seeing a structure that is shared.
I hope
with
you're
each
right.
Person being responsible and working towards the central.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a group effort. I mean, that's the way it is these days. I had when I worked with the medical personnel, I had them working with me and making decisions. And actually, I turned around to them and said one day, you're the medical people. You make the medical decisions. I'll make the business decisions. We just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, I know I could use all the help I can get because, I love people that want to help because in the end, really, this is something that is wholly uplifting.
It
and
is already.
Yeah, and I hope it's the catalyst for change in many people's lives that they're seeing. And if we reach one listener with a capital L, and it's done something for him, and he goes out or she goes out into the world and makes a difference, then we're doing really what we're meant to do.
Well,
and
each time we talk, I believe that that's what we do. As we talk to each other, you know, we lift up ourselves, and then we help others to lift up as well.
Exactly.
My feeling is, and I try to send out my sense or my feeling or energy into the internet space, and there are people listening to us who are hearing us.
Yeah.
And who are going to make a difference. and be in touch with us. Now, that's my feeling.
Yeah, well, okay? it's kind of like thinking of yourself as an electron.
Yes.
And then when you meet someone else and you think of them as an electron,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to change their spin.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of works like that. The energies work together, and they also mesh together and change together. And as you go out and you have a positive spin,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to get the other person, hopefully kickstart his electron
mm-hmm.
Into a positive spin, and so on and so forth, or whatever the case is. I know
eventually
that
eventually it becomes a mass of energy. Yes.
Yeah.
Spinning.
All spinning in the right direction.
There you go. It's absolutely wonderful.
Or a direction.
Okay, physics for today, folks. This is a wonderful thing, as you said. You're listening to Ron Newsom talk this evening.
Don.
He is the producer and owner of BBS Radio. And
well, producer. I guess, yeah, BBS Radio, after the oil fiasco, I got involved in the cosmetic business,
okay.
and I got involved with my twin brother and okay. two of the most wonderfully heartfelt people I've ever met,
okay.
and they became our partners in that cosmetic business.
Wonderful.
And they are also partners with us in this.
Fabulous.
And yeah, it's just wonderful. I thank my lucky stars to have met them. And so yeah, we have some people that are partners in this, and then of course we have a lot of people that are coming into the fold, and it will be working with us
mm-hmm.
in one capacity or another, whether that be in a managerial capacity
mm-hmm.
or in another capacity. But we're really things are happening so fast, it's hard for me to even explain it or keep a lid on it, because by tomorrow it changes again and the next day. But it's a dynamic situation that's occurring for Blog and Service and BBS Radio, and it's very fluid.
And that's the way it needs to be. In order to grow, the fluidity is what's important.
Yes.
And the ability to act and react, which is why a small business is so good very often, because it can move to adjust to what's needed as it's needed. And that is one of the gifts of small businesses. And I'm just touting small business because I believe in it.
Yes, I do too.
And as I said, it's adjusting. So are there any other things? Now, I think you mentioned to me at one time that eventually not only do you want to do TV, but get into filming and print materials, maybe publishing?
Well, yeah. We're trying to put a system together or an infrastructure together that will allow the coming together of radio,
mm-hmm.
Internet, TV, and print. In other words, print by that, if we can bring a few of the pieces together, we can have a variety of ways that we can reach out and touch people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, some people prefer the print, some people prefer TV, some radio, some the Internet. If we can round that up into a rich and robust network that that delivers these sorts of messages that hopefully we can continue delivering, then, maybe it's about getting more and more out there so that we can touch more and more people. And that's really what we're trying to do with this. And so it will combine TV, radio, the Internet, and the print eventually. I know right now all the pieces are clumsy at best right now.
Well, no, you're in the beginning shows. You're in the birth. You're in the birthing.
Yeah.
We'll put it of this wonderful, wonderful concept. And my feeling is that it is going to be growing, and I see it as very successful, quite frankly, on many fronts, because I think it is going to achieve what you want it to achieve. And my feeling is you'll end up having stations in other countries.
I hope it achieves what Spirit wants it to achieve. I truly
yes.
do. And whatever that is, I'm going to just...
you got to go along for the ride?
Go along for the ride. And because it's a labor of love. I love
yes.
what I'm doing. I've never been so happy in my life because I know this is... It fits for me
yes.
now. I'm along for the ride.
Well, you know, I have to say that being on the radio has been, it's been the one of the most enjoyable activities that I've had in a long time. As I was explaining to people yesterday, all I have to do is open my mouth and words fall out. I can't think of anything easier that I could possibly do except just breathe. You know? and it's such a natural fit, you know? and I am so looking forward to the TV. You know, I'm as you know, I'm going to be doing we're hoping to shoot next week. At least they keep threatening to shoot every next week that we've been doing for the last couple of months.
Right.
So next week we are threatening to shoot again our first pilot series of a reenactment of miracles and near-death experiences, et cetera.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful for you.
It's going to be such a blast because I get to sit and interview people, and they get to tell their stories, and we show in a reenactment. And then to do this radio show and hopefully to work with you in other phases of your business as you grow.
Yes.
Because what I want to do is reach people, and I've always believed in touching people at the grassroots level. Our neighbors, our next-door friends, our neighbors, our friends, our kids, you know, people that you meet traveling, everyone.
Everyone.
And that's who we really are. That's who this nation is everyone, and that's what every nation is. And I think that's what we tend to forget, at least in this city, in the capital of the nation. We tend to forget that the country is made up of every citizen there is. There is no one citizen less important than the next. And that's who we are, and that's how we make up this great nation of ours. And that's who we are as spiritual individuals, and it's what our forefathers believed in.
That's right.
Which is why they set up things the way they did. And we've been, I don't even want to go into politics.
Yeah, that's a that's a whole other show.
Or a series of shows, but I don't want to go there because I don't want to be depressed. I'm having too much fun. So your dream then has changed to this now, allowing spirit to make manifest on earth in every human being.
Exactly.
And each person to follow his or her own bliss, as the saying goes, and to enjoy life to the fullest.
That's right. We're in very creative energies now. If people doubt that, then think on something hard long enough, and you'll probably find that things will, the manifestation of what you're thinking of will come sooner than normally it has in the past. We really are. We're in a very creative time period.
Somebody else told me that. It's the energies have become so close to the earth, or so the spiritual aspect is so close now, that we have to really watch what we think, because what we think in our mind we are going to manifest almost immediately. It's not years down the road like it used to be.
That's right.
But it's like overnight already.
That's right. Slap somebody, turn around, you might just get slapped.
Well, yeah. No, let's not go there. I already got my once-in-a-lifetime pal. but it's I don't know. It's such a wonderful new world we're coming into. It's so exciting. I almost don't have words to describe it. Sometimes I look ahead, and what I see is so brilliant and so beautiful and so filled with love and happiness that it's hard to describe, as you say, that peace and inner harmony and balance that comes with the knowing and the creating and the loving.
Yes.
It's powerful.
Yes.
And I find many people are also, I know I go into the stores sometimes, and I'll just talk to someone, and all of a sudden they'll start telling me their stories. And that is so neat, you know? They'll tell me about a miracle that happened in their life or something that happened that changed their lives. And they are willing to share. I mean, just people you meet in the store or the bank or going up and down an elevator. It's really, really cool. And they're so open now. There was a time when nobody would have said anything.
Yeah.
You know, even if you, you know, people have told me, you know, that I would never have said this. I've never said this before. I haven't thought of this in years. And yet now they're ready, which tells me this is the energy that we have. This is the hope of the world.
Yeah, well, it's the energy of abundance, complete abundance, and so many energies that are involved. And as spirit gets closer and closer and this ascension process mounts, and people can go out and make such a positive impact on their lives and other lives if they just leave the fears behind and step out of their cocoon.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, it's as simple as a smile a day.
That's right.
Don't you look pretty, or isn't that a pretty shirt, or just even, as I said, a smile can make someone's whole day change.
You know, it's when I, and a great way to even start the process is, I mean, many people out there take baths or showers daily. I know I take a shower every day, and my wife's glad of that.
All those around you are happy.
Yeah. And I, when I lay there, I bless the water.
Yes.
That comes out, and I pray to Source, and I say Source because that's, you know, everybody has maybe a different way of thinking, but I also ask that these higher spiritual entities and beings that are part of me and of the Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. To create a pure, energetic flow of water that will invigorate me, that will remove the negative aspects of me, and that will bring me into that Christ consciousness, into greater and greater awareness.
Excellent.
And the reason I say that is because, folks, try it, but really try it, really believe it, try it, ask. And it's remarkable the things that you'll be. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people to try that because it's a step for you, for some of those that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel water, if you truly feel it, you'll start to feel it differently as those prayers and that let's call it a meditation during your shower or bath.
And that's basically what it is. Really.
Right. And there's a very real, very physical or palatable change that happens. So I encourage you all just to give that a try and see what comes out of it.
Yeah. You know, I start my day off with, I wake up very early. Like about 4 in the morning, I have no idea why. But very often it's like 444, and 444 is the angel's number. And when you ever see a 444, that's the angels are speaking to you. So just in case folks didn't know.
Well, there you go. 444, that's 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. We're back to 3 again. Beautiful.
Exactly. And also, 888 is the abundance number. If you see 3 8s, that's a sign for abundance and prosperity.
That's my favorite number, 8.
Okay. And 3 3s together are the ascended masters. 2 2 2 means an immediate change. 5 5 5 are changes coming, where 2 2 2 is an immediate change. And 777 is this stage of initiation. And let's see, 666 is not a bad sign. It's about clearing the past to move into the future.
Interesting.
And 111 is the focus on the one source. And 000 is the completion, where you go back to all there is.
Right.
So when you see numbers, they can also trigger in you this spiritual aspect. But in the mornings when I wake, I do my prayers first, and then I do Jin Shin Jitsu, and I'm going to have a show on that, which is a healing art that was rediscovered by a gentleman who was a Japanese doctor sometime in the early past century. And Hiro Emoto, I think his name was.
Hiro Emoto, yeah. The water specialist.
He started Jin Shin Jitsu by discovering it when he was dying, he was given 3 months to live, and he went on a retreat by himself and came back cured, and spent the rest of his life learning and teaching this and discovering it had been a lost art because it had been the imperial archives. And it had an art that had been a form of healing that had been lost for about 700 years, I think. At any rate, it's a wonderful healing art, so I do the mudras or hand exercises for that. And then I do breath work, which is yoga. And then I do energy work for sending out healing for others and for myself, doing what you do, not in water, but in using energy.
Yeah.
To heal and bring myself into harmony and balance with the earth, and releasing all negatives and bringing myself into harmony and balance with anybody I'm going to work with or be around that day, and to help bring healing into other people's lives. So when you do service to others, it does transform your life, and it's amazing what happens.
I agree.
It is amazing. And the gifts of people that have come into my lives in many forms has been miraculous, nothing short of miraculous for me. And I have been blessed by bringing people into my life now that, like you and like Eva and some of the others, that, you know, I never would have met had I not been ready, had I not consciously brought myself into a state of awareness where the opportunities would expand for me to move into my mission in life.
Yeah.
And each of us has a mission in life. Everyone has a mission in life. Everyone is important on this earth. Everyone.
That's right.
No one is unimportant.
That's right. Good and bad. Everybody's
yes.
a part of it.
Yes. And sometimes those whom we see as negatives have agreed to play a part in our lives to help us move forward into a spiritual awareness.
They catalyze us.
Yes, the catalyst. That is
mm-hmm.
correct. And sometimes, if you can look at it that way, you can change someone that you felt was a thorn in your side or the bane of your existence or your personal devil is really a blessing disguised in dark clothing.
Yes.
And if you can come to that awareness that you can choose to change your circumstances through your own choice of free will, God, that's wonderful. And as you say, from that point on, as you focus your attention on the positive energies and releasing that which is in the past and going into the now and creating the beauty in your life does change for the better each and every day. And it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're tripping along happily with rose-colored glasses.
Right.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
This is, and a fool in a paradise, no, and that's no pun on your house. But it is an aspect of you that opens up, and you're still on this earth plane, so if you step down wrong off a curb, folks, you're still going to trip, okay?
That's right.
If you're still not careful, you're going to walk into a wall. But basically, things change from within, and as they change from within you, so your outer life changes. And that, too, I think colors are clearer. Everything is brighter. People respond to you more. There's an expression, if you would have friends, be a friend. If you would love, be love. And these are simple sayings, but they mean so much. But we've gone quite a field.
We have. We're at... an hour and a half. So,
well, would you like to continue on, or you want to go back to pre-programmed music or whatever?
Well, I'll have to make some changes here and get ready for the next show, which will be up in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And,
it's up to you. But it's been an absolute joy.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you.
And I'm sure I'll hear from Atira and find out what happened.
Okay.
And we'll schedule her for another time.
And next week you have an interview with?
It escapes me at the moment.
All right.
I think it's going to be Mary Sheely and Jin Shih Tzu.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I believe, and if it's not, then I will let you know very shortly, and our listeners can also find out. And maybe Atira can reschedule. If that's the case, we'll
sure.
see. I should know by tomorrow.
Okay.
And I wanted to let people know that I am so delighted that I've had this opportunity, again, to share time with you and time with them, that I hope that they will call and, you know, you can blog on, can't you? And as well as call in?
Sure.
Okay, you have a chat room. I do psychic readings, and I am a hypnotherapist. I do hypnotherapy via phone, too, as a matter of fact. And I do healing work. I don't charge for the healing work, by the way.
That, oh, wow.
I do as my gift to people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Sometimes it works very well. But and sometimes there's a reason for it. But by and large, people usually seem to feel better afterwards. But as I said, I don't think I can charge for healing. I don't think that's what I'm supposed to do, so I don't. But for readings and hypnotherapy, I do. You can always contact me through the BBS radio, or you can contact me on my office number. It's called Multiple Pathways at 202-387-2080. And my email is cpr433-9313@aol.com. And, of course, you can always reach Don Newsom at bbsradio.com and give him in comments and talk to him and maybe become a part of his organization. Who knows?
Absolutely.
He's the very right person to help you swing all this together and to contribute is out there in your listening audience and just waiting for Spirit to say, you're up next. Thank you so much, Don, for this joyful time.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on your program.
You're quite welcome. God bless you,
God
and I'll bet that's
you.
Somebody calling in now.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Till next week.
Until next
Goodbye.
Week. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.